declaration.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Father God, for we know that this is a day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for doing a new thing, Father God, even inside of your people. We decree and declare, Father God, that we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare, Father God, that we are his strength. We decree and declare, Father God, that this day will be a day of deliverance. We decree and declare, Father God, that your salvation and the blood of Jesus begin to be shed even on your people, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that this day we are fortresses, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that this day we surely have the shield of the Lord. We decree and declare that this day divine provisions will begin to occur, Father God. We decree and declare that this day will be a day of angelic visitations. We decree and declare that this day will be a day, Father God, that healing and restoration will begin to take place for your people. We decree and declare, Father God, that this day will be a day, Father God, that abundance begins to befall your people. We decree and declare, Father God, that this day will be a day, Father God, that will walk, Father God, in your way, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that this day will begin to shine your light, Father God, even more, Father God. Oh, prophetess Naomi, can you please open up the prayer line and let's begin to start speaking in our heavenly.
Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you for your power and your glory and your grace. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, because of your anointing and your grace. We arise and we shine, for our light has come, for your glory has risen upon us. Even now, Father, we thank you that nations come to our light and kings to the brightness of our dawn. And we lift our eyes up and assemble together, Lord God, and see, and our hearts swell because of your glory. And for the wealth that come into our bosom, for we have cast our bread upon the water, and it returns to us, and we have given, and it shall be given unto us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, men given to our bosom. The favor of the Lord is upon us. The glory of the Lord is upon us for good. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and your compassion. We thank you, Lord God, for the healing that's even upon this line even now. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy and your compassion to us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that all shall see and behold and know that we are your witnesses, Lord God, witnesses of your grace, witnesses of your mercy, witnesses of your provision, witnesses, Lord God, of your prosperity, witnesses, Lord, of your deliverance, witnesses of your healing, God. Thank you, Lord God, for your glory that's being revealed in us and through us and on our behalf, God. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through you to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. And we thank you, God, that we are able to pull down strongholds of lack, strongholds of sickness, strongholds of disease, strongholds of poverty, strongholds of addiction, strongholds, Lord, of a rebellion and disobedience. We thank you, Lord God, that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for us and therefore released into our bosom even now. And we give you the glory and honor and praise, and we bless our archbishop, and we bless our pastor, and we cover them with love, and we cover them with the blood of Jesus, and we thrust them forward as they continue to globalize the prophetic. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And we bless our prophet Cynthia Dawson. We decree and declare healing and breakthrough. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Father God, Lord, we just thank you for the midnight cry, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for putting it on Pastor Deborah's heart, God, to be able to have this prayer, God. Lord, we thank you for Archbishop, Master Prophet, and we thank you for leading Lady Prophet, Pastor Deborah Jordan, God. Lord, we pray, God, right now, God, that you will move in their lives like never before. We thank you, God, for them globalizing the prophetic and signs and wonders following Zoe Ministries and following their lives, God. Father God, we thank you for open doors, Lord. We thank you, God, for everything that you're doing in each and every one of us, even for every home and every church that is represented. Father God, we pray, God, that you would give divine increase even in our finances. Lord, we pray, God, that you would give divine breakthroughs, God. We thank you for divine protection. We thank you, God, for everything that you're doing in our lives now and that which you've yet to do. Father God, we pray, God, that you, those that need jobs, that you would give them jobs, Lord, the right jobs that would give the right pay, God. Father God, we thank you for your healing virtue flowing through each and every one of us, that no sickness or disease can dwell in our bodies. Lord, we thank you, God, for deliverance, oh God. Lord, we thank you, God, for everything that you're doing in our lives, in our children's lives, in our families' lives, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for the increase, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for your faithfulness, God, that we stand faithful in you, and we stand up for holiness, and we stand up for righteousness, oh God. Lord, we thank you, God, for moving even in our communities, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for being able to represent you, God, that when people look upon us, that they can see you, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for everything that we ever had to endure. Father God, whatever any one of us are going through right now, Father God, I pray, God, that you would dispatch your anointing, oh God. And Lord, your angels to dispatch all around and about us, all in our homes, all in our vehicles, all on our jobs, everywhere that we go, God, shielding and protecting us from dangers seen and unseen, God. Lord, I thank you, God, for helping us to come up in every area of our lives, oh God. Lord, we thank you that old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And Lord, we thank you, God, for us operating now in our true identity and our true divinity. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth, and he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Thank you, God, for your loving kindness, for your tender mercy, for your grace that is sufficient for us. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to pray once again on this prayer line and to start a new day with prayer. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives, God. And I ask you to remember, God, the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah, and thank you for their vision. Thank you for their vision. Thank you for what they do for the kingdom of God. Thank you, God. Spread your glory on them. Thank you, Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you for my healing and for my health. And I thank you for your goodness and your mercy, for your love and your grace, God. And I don't want to forget to pray for what was requested, marriages, God, marriages. We pray for marriages, for those who you have joined together. Let no man put them asunder, God. Help people to come together on one accord in unity. And, God, I also pray for jobs, those who are still working on jobs. Thank you, God, for retirement. But for those who are still working, bless them in a mighty way and give them increase in their jobs. God, I also pray for each and every prophet on the line, each and every pastor, evangelist, the prophets, the teachers, the preachers, the apostles, and the missionaries, God. Thank you, God, for your people who are working, laboring in your kingdom. Let your will be done, God. And I ask you to bless each and every prophet on the line and their families, and bless each and every listener, God. Bless them with encouragement, with your presence, with your healing, with your covering, God. Thank you, God, for the mighty works that you do in our lives. Let us to remember to count our blessings at all times and to give you glory, honor, and praise. God, I also want to pray for our leaders, not just our leaders in this country, but leaders all over this world, God. Look upon the leaders, God. Proverbs 21 says, and 1, the heart of the king is in your hand, and you do whatever you want with it, God. I ask you to touch the hearts and minds of these leaders who desire to argue and bring disunity in this world, God. Touch their hearts, touch their minds. Even if they don't serve you, you still own their hearts. Touch them, God. We know that you are not going to let your kingdom fall behind this stuff that they're doing. I thank you, God, because you are in control. You are the sovereign God. Thank you, God, for the movement that you are doing in this earth. We don't understand it all, but we know we have a God that we can serve, we can pray to, we can trust, we can obey. Thank you, Jesus, for your loving kindness, your tender mercy. Thank you for your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, God, because truly this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. We thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, that all truth and mercy dwell richly in our hearts, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for letting your light and your presence shine upon us, that we will influence others to follow you, God. We thank you, God, for preparation, God. We thank you, God, for ordering our step, oh God. We thank you, God, for strength. We thank you, God, for creativity, oh God. And we thank you, God, for the joy and the love and also the divine connections that you give us, God. And God, we pray for those that have been put together in bond in your name, oh God, in marriage, God. Continue to strengthen their marriage, God. Continue to keep them, God, together strongly, God. And continue to have them to pray together, oh God, and be one in you, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for increase, God, increase all through and in our lives, increase in faith, oh God, increase in health, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for you are our constant helper, God. Thank you, God, for that. And thank you, God, for protecting all your people, their children, their loved ones, and their family, God. Thank you, God, for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that you give us, God. Thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, God. And thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, God. And thank you, God, for helping those who don't know you to recognize their sins and give their hearts and minds to you, oh God. And God, we want to say thank you, God, that every tongue that rises against us shall not prosper, oh God. And we thank you, God, for that. We thank you, God, for putting the enemy under our feet. We thank you in your precious, mighty, and masterful name. We pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Prophet Stephanie.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for every life here on the line even now. We thank you for your healing mercies even now, Father God. We thank you for blessed marriages even now, Father God. We thank you for divine healing from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet indeed, Father God. Father God, I want to thank you for our elders and our children even now, Father God. Thank you for ordering our steps even now, Father God. Thank you for allowing us to rest, and thank you for allowing us to awake in the morning. Thank you for a new day even now, Father God. Father God, I want to thank you for innovative ideas even now, Father God. Father God, allow your will to be done in our lives even now, Father God. Thank you for all of these things and much more. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Prophet Monica.
Oh, God, an eternal Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Father, we thank you, God, that you are the one who dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, of the Almighty. God, you are our fortress, you are our refuge. In you, Lord, do we put our trust. Father, God, we come to you, Lord, tonight, and we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for giving us life and that we have it more abundantly. Thank you for blessing us, dear God, that you provide for us, dear Lord. Thank you, God, that you give us the strength. Father, you are our rock and our refuge. Lord, and we thank you, God, for covering us under the blood. So, Lord God, we come, Lord Jesus, tonight. Father God, knowing, dear God, that you are the answer to all our cares, dear Father. You said we had to cast all our cares upon you because you cared for us, Lord. Father, I come to you, God, Lord, asking you, Lord God, to bless the body of Christ. Father God, we are your body, dear Father. And Lord, we ask you, dear God, that you take full control, dear God. Help us, dear Father God, Lord, to trust you, Lord, to believe in you, God, Lord, to worship and adore you, Lord. Father, bring us together. Lord God, let your anointing flow, God. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus for all of our churches. Lord, we pray, God, for ministers and pastors. We pray for evangelists. We pray, oh God, for, oh God, Lord God, all those, dear God, who have, Lord God, come together, Lord God, to spread your word, to spread the gospel. Dear Father, we thank you, God. Father God, we thank you for our nation. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that, God, you, Lord, will touch all our world leaders. Lord, speak, oh God, Father God, and help them, dear God, to know that you are the source. You are God, Father, the sovereign King. Father God, I thank you. Father God, I pray, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, for marriages. Lord God, marriages, the foundation of the family. Dear Father God, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will touch every marriage, oh God, tonight, Lord. Father God, I pray, God, that you will guide them. Help them, dear Father, to know that you are God, that you are the way, the truth, and the life, that you are God, and that you're able, oh God, to turn every situation around. Lord, help them to know, God, that you are the answer to all the problems, to all the cares, dear Father. Lord God, I pray for love, wonderful love, dear God, to be lightened, dear God, in the homes, dear Father, and among, oh God, the marriages, dear God. Father, I pray, oh God, for the sick and the afflicted, oh God. I pray, oh God, dear Father, for the homeless, the motherless, the fatherless, the orphans. Father God, we put them all together, Lord, and we say thank you for your many blessings that you have bestowed upon us all, because God, you care, and God, you, Lord God, supply all our needs according to your riches in glory, and we give you praise. Father, we thank you, oh God, for Master Prophet, and we thank you, God, for Pastor Deborah. Lord God, bless them, bless their family. God, Mother Jordan, oh God. Mother Beria, the Berians family. Oh, God, the Jordan family. Lord, we ask you, God, to order your steps, oh, God, continually. Pour out your blessing and your anointing upon them continually, Lord, and cover them under the blood. Lord, we just thank you, God, for this opportunity and this time that we can come together, Lord, to pray and to call upon your name, to worship you, Lord. Bless each and every one on the line. Father, help us, dear God, to meet all our needs, dear God. Father, help us, dear God, to know that, God, you are God. Father, God, Lord, help us, dear Father, to cast all our cares upon you because you care it. Lord, God, touch the sick and the afflicted. Oh, God, I pray, oh, God, for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. Lord, we just thank you for the miracles, dear God. We thank you, God, that you are the miracle worker. Continue to work, Lord. Continue to touch the family. Lord, we pray, oh God, for those who are grieving. Comfort and give peace and joy, Lord. We thank you, God. Lord, we praise your holy name. And this is, oh God, I ask of you, Lord, tonight, to just continue, dear Lord, to be with us. Cover us under your blood tonight, Father, as we go to sleep, Lord. Help us, dear Father, to dream dreams, oh God, and visions, dear Father. In the name of Jesus, and keep us safe as we say thanks again in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Father God, we just thank you right now. We praise you. We glorify your holy name. We thank you for every heart that's on the line. We lift up every marriage on tonight. We pray for families uniting on tonight, and we speak protection over them on tonight. Also, we those that are in need of employment, we even speak promotion. We speak increase on tonight. And we pray for the heads of government, those that have to make decisions, Lord. We ask you to touch their minds, that their thoughts be ordered in the decisions they're making concerning the people that's all over the earth, Lord. And we pray for the sick and shut in, those incarcerated. Lord, we ask you to touch, Lord, that they turn their lives around. Lord, that a change be in their lives like never before, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for moving right now. We thank you for Master Prophet, Prophetess Deborah, the entire prophetic family, the company of prophets. We thank you, for Lord, for what you're doing in this season. We thank you for raising up your people, oh Lord, that they will be a blessing unto the kingdom, Lord, being able to touch those that cross in their path, changing lives, grabbing souls in for you, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak strength on tonight, Lord, to every heart that feels faint, every heart that feels weak, Lord, we speak strength. We thank you for renewal on tonight. We thank you for a revival of strength, Lord, a refreshing, a refilling like never before, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you for just giving new insight, new power, new understanding, revelation, knowledge in the things of God. We thank you for personal development, Lord. We thank you for ordering our steps. We thank you for direction on tonight, clarity of purpose, Lord. And we be careful to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord, for what you're doing now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Even so, Father, we give you thanks again and praise, Father, for the open door, Lord, and open opportunity, Father, that we can come to you, Lord, with praise, honor, and glory, and adoration, and thanksgiving, Father. And it is all through the blood of Jesus, Father, that we can come with confidence and with assurance, my God, knowing that, Lord Jesus, you hear us at all times as the Redeemer of the Lord. And we thank you, Father, because you are our righteousness, Father. And we give you glory, praise, and honor, and adoration, Father, for your blessed Holy Spirit, Father, that will lead us, guide us, and Lord, continue, Lord, to impart into us, my God, the unction to function in every area of our lives. We thank you, Father, for your anointing that will rest upon the lives of people and are resting upon this line even now. And we thank you for the spirit of unity, Father, in the bond of peace of perfectness, Father. You have perfected that which is concerning us. And in divinity, Lord, even Lord Jesus, in completion, in divine, and Lord, in wholeness, Father, we thank you that you are the balm that's in Gideon. We thank you for your healing virtue flowing even now, Father, touching lives, and as your word go forth, my God, you send your word, and you heal, and you bring restoration, because you are still the restorer of the breach, Father. We thank you for being our infinite source of supply. You are our Jehovah Jireh, our great provider, Father. And we thank you for being, Lord, the shepherd over the lives of your sheep and your people, Father. Cover us, Lord, with your blood. cover us underneath your wing, Father. Even as your word declares, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We thank you, Father, for your anointing that will rest upon our leaders, Father. Even Archbishop Ebonyi Jordan and Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan. And with the foundation of the families, my God, you're touching and you're strengthening the foundation, my God. Even, Lord, that which is built upon it, Father, that will be Christ-like in the name of Jesus. We thank you for marriages, Father. Lord, we thank you for the heart of the husband being, Lord, loving their wives as Christ loved the church. And we thank you for the wives, my God, that will be, Lord, in submission to their own husband, my God, and, Lord, in obedience to your word in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for your anointing that will rest upon every marriage, Father, that you will bring it together, my God. Reconciliation, forgiveness, and my God, that you're touching, you're restoring, my God, you're united together as one in the name of Jesus. We give you glory and praise, Father. Father, even now for your angels on assignment in the east, west, north, and south, my God, of your divine protection, even Lord, that you'll be continued a return of refuge on each everlasting arms. And we thank you, Father, for Lord Jesus, for your grace and your favor upon the lives of your people. And we thank you for open doors because you have the keys of heaven. But Lord, when you open, no man can shut. And we thank you for renewed strength, Father. Strength in the inner man, strength in the outer man. And Lord, confidence being restored. Because, Father, you are our confidence. And we give you glory, praise, and honor for the work that you already started and you are completing even now. In Jesus' name, with thanksgiving. Amen and amen.
Prophet Joshua.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you now for this day. We thank you, Father God, for this time. Father God, we thank you for this midnight cry, Father God. We thank you, Father God, because your word says that men should always pray, Father God. We thank you, Father God, even now for what you're doing, Father God, even in each and every leader, Father God. We thank you for our leaders, Father God. We thank you for our archbishop. We thank you for our pastors. We thank you for our reverends and ministers, Father God. We thank you for all of our deacons and deaconesses, Father God. We thank you, Father God, right now for your fivefold ministry. We want to lift up even now the company of prophets, Father God. I thank you now, Father God, for touching even the elderly in our community, Father God. I want to thank you now for touching even our children, Father God, keeping them, Father God. I want to thank you for doing a new thing, Father God, even in people's families, Father God, and touching marriages, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for granting, Father God, Even the people of God, Father God. I want to lift up each and every prayer request and supplication before thee, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for touching, Father God, even the union of marriage, Father God, and touching husbands and wives and touching, even, Father God, touching their hearts and touching their minds, Father God, just to hunger and thirst after you, Father God. I want to thank you now, Father God, for doing a new thing even in ministries, Father God. I want to thank you for creating a fire, Father God, even inside of this generation and in you. To do the things of the Lord, Father God, and to profess your name, Father God. And I want to thank you now, Father God, in the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray, amen and amen and amen.
And Father God, we thank you for this great day, this great Thursday that you have placed in our lives, God. We thank you for allowing us to breathe in your presence, God. We thank you, God, for the greater strength that you continue to bestow upon us, God. We thank you, God, for the union, God, the union and relationships, God, and the marriages that is upholding to your name and pleasing into your eyes, God. We thank you, God, for making us a conqueror, God. We thank you, God, that you have said in your word that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, God. And we stand on that, and we know that we are able to do all things. Father God, we even lift up our children, God, that you are covering them each and every day, God, sending the angels of protection around them, God. I thank you, God, for the finances and the financial breakthroughs and the miracles that you are placing and laying at our feet, God. I thank you, God, for new connections and network and opportunities, God. I thank you, God, that we are global leaders and global citizens of the world and that we are able to seize every possibility, God. I thank you, God, that you have given us language to speak and to be able to move the way we need to move, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask all these things that I just prayed for, God, that you hear our prayers and hear our cries on this tonight's call. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. And Father, we just say amen to every word, every request, every prayer that has been spoken on this morning. We say amen that thy will be done in and through us. We say amen for the work that you have already started on the inside of us and that you are perfecting those things that concern us. We say, Father, let thy will be done even concerning every individual that's on this call. You know the need. You know what they are asking you for, Father. And, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that you and you alone are the one that supplies every one of our needs. Therefore, we give your name praise and thanks and honor, Father, because, Father, you are the good shepherd. You're the one that leads us and guides us. And, Father, we give your name praise. Father, as we move about this day, Lord, we thank you for wisdom. We thank you for strength. We thank you, Lord, for favor that shall surround us and go before us. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that in front of every door that we shall face, Father, it's a yes and it's an amen. And, Father, we give your name praise, Father, for all the things that you're bringing about in our life, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that you're raising up supernatural marriages, blessed marriage, sacred marriage, holy marriages. You're bringing about new relationships. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for new businesses. We thank you for new opportunities that are going to show up in the lives of your people, Lord. Lord, move in our lives. Father, let us rise up and know who you are and be a people that will speak your word with faith and in power. And we will not back down to what the enemy has declared, but we will stand firmly on your word, trusting and believing you. And Father, we give your name the praise, the honor, and the thanks now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, family, it's another morning that we have come together in the unity of the faith on one accord, and that is to lift up the name of Jesus, to begin to cry out loud and not despair. So I just want to thank you, family, again. We're on the wall. We're not coming down because the Father is moving in and through our life. There's a work that needs to be done. So I just want to thank you, acknowledge you always, because I'm so filled with love thanking you. Also, I want to, the prophets that are praying, the prophets that come on the call to pray, I'm going to ask Naomi to give you my email address, because I want to know if I can text you with any new updates. Also, I want to share our first CD for prayer, and I just want to get some input from you all to see what you think about it, how much you love it and everything, because when I heard it the first time, I mean, you felt the glory, you felt the power of God just coming to the room and just move and just transform you and shift things around. So I want to send that out to the prophets that have been on the call, so that you'll be the first to hear it. Let me know your input. Let me know what you think about it, because it is such a powerful prayer. And also, I have another prayer that is being edited even as we speak right now. So, prophets, I'm going to ask you to please give my email address to the prophets so that they can email me, because I want to make it available to the body of Christ at large, because I believe it's going to be a game changer. Amen. I mean, people that I grew up, my mother always tell me, a family that prays together stays together. And I'm reminded again what the scripture says, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, that we will hear from heaven. And we will hear from heaven to deal with every and any situation that confronts us. So I'm going to decrease so that Naomi can increase. But please, prophet, don't forget to email me, say, Pastor Deborah, this is my email address, or this is the phone number that you could text me about any new updates. I want to stay in contact with you. Because why? Because we are a family. Why? Because this is God's doing. It's not man's. It's God's doing. And I just want to make sure that everybody's on the same page, that everybody understands and know what's happening and doing. Amen. So, Prophet Naomi, I'm going to decrease so that you can increase. Thank you again, family. I love you to life. Prophet Naomi, if you can give them Pastor Deborah at Zoe Ministries email address, would be greatly appreciated. And if you can email me tomorrow, please, so I can get back with you ASAP. I love you to life. And on the top of the email, just say prophetic prayer, the midnight prayer. And I will know exactly to pull that up. I get a lot of emails, but once you put that on, I'll know this. I got to make contact. So just put midnight prayer, and I'll Google all that, and I'll get all your information so I can start sending you out some more information. Soon we're going to have the pastors and the prophets coming together talking about prayer. We want to do an inquiry about prayer. What is prayer? Why pray? And how to pray? So this is some of the things that we're going to be doing, but I need your information. So text me or email me and let me know. Those of you that have my phone number, you can text me. I greatly appreciate you text me and let me know that which way is the best way to contact you. I have some of you, some of your numbers, but not all of your numbers. I would love to have you. And thank you again, everyone, for coming on the call, praying, because in times like these, we need to pray. We need to hear from the Lord. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen. Yes, and you can email Pastor Deborah at Pastor Deborah, PASTOR, Deborah, DEBRA, at ZoeMinistries.com. That's Pastor Deborah at ZoeMinistries.com, ZoeMinistries.com. Pastor Deborah, PASTOR. Deborah, DEBRA, at ZoeMinistries.com. And in that subject field, put prophetic midnight prayer call. So when we search for it, Pastor is able to just send you that audio link. Also, want to let everyone know to meet us back here at 9 a.m. to definitely come and join us back here at 9 a.m. Is there any other announcements from any other company or prophets?
Yes, and yes, thank you so much. I want to invite the people of God to come and join us at 12 noon tomorrow for our Theocracy Thursday with myself, Prophet Joshua Jordan, Prophetess Jessica Jordan, and Prophetess Deanna Kelly. We'll be having a conversation around unchristian, what a new generation really thinks about Christianity and why it matters. So come and join the conversation. That's from 12 noon to 1 o'clock. Thank you so much, Prophetess Naomi.
Amen. Thank you. All right. Also want to say special thanks to Prophetess Joyce Hartley helping and learning how to moderate the call. Thank you so much, Prophetess Joyce. I think you now have been fully trained now that you're looking at the screen and seeing how to control the board. So thank you again, Prophetess Joyce Hartley. All right. And also I will keep you all informed of when we're going to have another training for those that would like to. We do need the volunteers that can take on different times of the month or the week or whenever your time allows you to support in moderating the call. All right, I'm going to say good night and God bless. Good morning, and let this be the best Thursday of your life. Amen. God bless.
God bless.
Good night. Love you, family.
Love you.